Good morning. It's 8:14 and 69 degrees already in downtown Galesburg. This is Galesburg's Morning News, and so we're ready to rock now. Joining me in the studio, Phil Dickinson of the Landmark here in Galesburg. And Phil, we're going to be talking about First Fridays.
First Fridays.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Oh, my
pleasure.
First
and foremost. We can jump right into it. And first of all, what is First Fridays?
First Fridays was designed to be an event that the merchants on Seminary Street open their businesses, but they also provide, for lack of a better word, just some enrichment activities.
Right.
They've got music. Some of the vendors are out on the street, or their shops are open, and given that it's going to be a nice toasty one, you know, going into the stores to shop is
right.
Probably a smart move. So there's food, music, there's children's enrichment activities. For instance, this month, Discovery Depot will be out doing things, and the events are all free. There's no cost to attend. We're not, you know, if you want to buy food, you want to buy something to drink, there's soft and adult beverages available.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this month is sponsored by G&M Distributors,
mm-hmm.
and they have a lineup of some new things they want to introduce to people. And so they'll be out sampling if you're 21 or older. So you've got to bring your ID if you mm-hmm. would like any adult beverages. But then there's iced tea, lemonade, bottled water. There's all kinds of other drinks that are put out.
You want to go if you're just looking to get cooled down, if you want a beverage
mm-hmm.
or you want a snack, or if you're looking for a meal.
It's yep.
Basically.
Yep. And the restaurants are all open.
Right.
It is Knox College graduation weekend, and that usually is our busiest First Friday of the year. Plus, everybody's been locked away most
right.
of the winter.
Right.
And this is towards the beginning of the events, and it just seems like people are in a great mood to be out.
Yeah.
This month, Sean Kistler is our musical provider, and each of these events is sponsored by a primary event sponsor. And this month it is OSF Healthcare,
mm-hmm.
and actually broken down into OSF St. Mary and OSF On Call are the two that are sponsoring this event. And without the main sponsors, it's
right.
It's a tough event to put on. It unfortunately does
oh, yeah.
have some costs.
Well, and that's part of helping making it free for the community.
It's, absolutely.
You got to give it to the sponsors. And so, and now Seminary, basically the first block, the
mm-hmm.
100 South block of, it's still
plus
shut.
The intersection of Simmons and Seminary.
Okay.
So basically starting at Main Street down through the intersection of Simmons and Seminary, right that end of the south of the
mm-hmm.
first block, are closed off for those who travel and get frustrated if they get a no drive zone. Basically at 2:00 p.m. on Friday, that street will close.
Mm-hmm.
We'll set up the tents and all the merchants come out and set up. And the street is usually opened up right around 10 p.m. that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The event runs from 5 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to plan and get things.
Unfortunately, breaking everything down and getting the street back opened. You know, the poor guys at People's Rental Center, you know, they come set up
uh-huh.
and they have to come back at 9:30 and break it all down again.
Right.
And they've
right.
been great to work with.
Yeah. Once again, it takes some volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
It takes, whether it's committee members or whatever it is.
It's all of those things.
And is it, I don't want to single anybody out, but it's exclusively Seminary Street.
It's the merchants of Seminary Street.
And, you know,
we actually have an association and they pay a fee to be a part of it, and we use part of that money to put this event on. This was actually, I think if I remember correctly, the original idea for this kind of came from Maury Lyon at Cornucopia.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to do a give back event,
mm-hmm.
something that we didn't ask for money and we weren't soliciting them.
Right.
And so it's kind of nice and low key where it's a good chance to come out, relax, listen to some music, but kind of, I use the same term I use for the Taste of Galesburg. my joy comes from watching people stand around and visiting.
Right.
You know, it's going to be a warm one. We always tell everybody, if you want a place to sit, bring a lawn chair. We don't provide seating because that's kind of counter to what we want the event to be,
right.
Which is the merchants are the ones who put this on. So we do say, go in, take a look around, see
right.
what's new. There's no pressure to buy, but they're the ones putting it on, and ultimately their goal is to say hello to you, to
right.
reestablish a relationship if it's been a little while,
right.
and coming out of the weird last few years, just having a chance to browse.
Right. Well, I'm like you. I, too, am a people watcher. But also, and you just said it's great because, you know, you hear about Historic Seminary Street, mm-hmm. and there's these great places. It's Historic Seminary Street.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're an awkward person like I am, and you see these little these shops on Seminary Street, mm-hmm. or restaurants, or whatever it is, and you're always been curious about what's – and once again, I'm a super awkward person. And so I'm one of those guys that I walk in somewhere, and I want to see what it's like inside. I would just want to check it out a little
yeah.
bit. And I don't, you know, you feel super guilty when you walk out and not buy anything. You know what I mean? And so you don't get that with this. This avoids all of that.
Right. Most of the merchants tend to look at things rather than a sale or no sale is they're establishing a relationship with you,
right.
whether or not you buy.
Right.
But they're your friends. They're your neighbors.
Right.
They're the people who drive the roads with you here. They're at the graduations and the celebration parties. They're donating to your causes.
Right.
This is just come and say hello.
Yeah.
Go outside, hang out.
Just
maybe
experience
grab something
it.
To eat. I think at this one, Craft, Carriage House, The Packing House, Cornucopia, Sprinkle and Spoon will be out selling their non-dairy ice cream treats, or I shouldn't say ice cream, but non-dairy frozen treats.
Mm-hmm.
JT's Caramel Corn Express and The Landmark will all be out. Some of the merchants come out and set up, though a lot of them, basically you're running little things to, if you are interested in stopping in, they might have a good deal for you that
right.
night.
Right.
And like I said, there's lots of fun things going on. This year, Seminary Street Pub has joined. So the Bernardis and Travis Peterson will be inside,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be selling some of the G&M products that are featured. It's one of those nice things that if you have your ID and you get a wristband, you can wander the street.
Right.
And that's kind of a unique thing for people is,
right.
hey, we can walk around downtown, you know, in the event.
Yeah, right.
Space,
within the event. Yeah.
With a drink. Oh,
yeah.
You know, it's just nice to be able to relax, treat everybody like they're an adult. There's
mm-hmm.
we have guards at either end so that nobody can leave with anything
right.
that they shouldn't outside the event boundaries. But it's just a nice event. And especially as the sun goes down behind the Orpheum, actually, is what gives us our shade.
Mm-hmm.
It just, there's always a breeze,
mm-hmm.
and it's just nice.
Right, right. You know, and I was kind of complaining yesterday how everybody always wants to have a pool party on Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
And I always go, you know, it's not warm enough yet. I love the barbecue. I love the cookout and the get together and everything. It's just not. Well, I mean, it's actually, I think it's going to fall on a perfect weekend because it's going to get hot.
Yep.
But still,
the humidity's
been
down.
It's in the evening. Right. There's slight chances of rain
yep.
throughout the week. But still, I mean, the humidity's been down. So I think it's going to be a great night for it. And so once again, coming up this Friday,
mm-hmm.
Starting from 5 to 8 p.m. is first Fridays on Historic Seminary Street. Of course, the children activities, like Phil said, are being provided by Discovery Depot. Discovery Depot is a curse word in my house. We do not say it unless we are absolutely 100% going.
It's like
we don't mention it unless
it's like the police comment with a gun. You don't pull it unless
right.
you're going to use it.
Right. It's like saying bomb on an airplane.
Yeah.
Or something.
You, just, yeah, you don't. Yeah, you better be serious
right,
about it.
Right. That's a serious reward.
Yeah.
But also, as Phil said, Sean Kistler, the musical entertainment this Friday. Adult beverages sponsored by G&M Distributors. It's going to be featuring some new products. And of course, this upcoming Friday is all sponsored by OSF Healthcare. And looking ahead, let's give a little taste of what's coming up, Phil. Then Friday, July 7th is the next First Friday. Tell us a little bit more about what's going on that day.
Basically, it's a similar concept with new players.
Yep.
So That event is sponsored by Tompkins State Bank. And I think they're pretty much the best example of what a lot of the sponsors look at is some will be down on the street. Like you'll see OSF Healthcare or your OSF Clinic, I should say OSF St. Mary's and OSF On Call, on the street, providing some information. Tompkins State Bank goes the route of, you know what, we just like the event and we want it to continue. And right. they'll be down there in their shirts. They're usually in all matching right. shirts, but they're not pitching you at all.
Right.
It's
right.
That's their generosity.
Right.
Euclid Beverage will be the beverage sponsor for that one. And again, they'll be set up in sampling as well, so you can try things in a little 1 or 2 ounce. And again, assuming you have your ID, and it's right. absolutely required that you've got to have your photo
right.
ID.
Right. Don't act all flattered that you're getting carded. Just
yeah,
have it
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it's trust me, it's
I usually
everybody.
Say,
yeah.
Oh, honey, bless your heart.
Yeah. But, yeah. Exactly. And on that one, Jera and the Absolutes are
very
the
popular.
Music. Oh, absolutely. They bring a crowd. And then Guilford Civic Arts Center will be the ones providing the children's enrichment activities. Then we move on to Friday, August 4th, and we have Discovery Depot back again. Bits and Pieces, and they bring a herd with them.
Oh, yes.
G&M is back distributing, and F&M Bank is our primary sponsor for the event. And then finally, we wrap it up right before Labor Day on Friday, September 1st. Mm-hmm. And that's Galesburg Civic Arts Center is back for the second time. This one is sponsored by Knox College. My understanding, hopefully, is that it's basically a come meet the president, meet some of the staff, kind of understand what Knox is about. And the musical entertainment, Andy Crawford is a professor at Knox, and he's going to have some of the Knox students who are back getting ready for a project. So it's a very Knox-themed event. So you'll have Knox music. This one will be for jazz lovers, as well as just a little bit more instrumental music rather than guitars and bass drums.
Right.
And Euclid Beverage will be back for that one. And it's interesting. It's fun to see these and to watch. It's a great chance for a sponsor to put out information if they wish, or to just say, thanks for being in Galesburg, and we're part of the community.
Well, and that's, once again, you know, I mean, sometimes people, they need a reason to reach out to somebody. And if you have, whether it's OSF is there giving out information, or just someone on hand, if you had a question, now you got a face, a familiar face to see if you do
walk in.
It's
the same thing.
So.
It's for the awkward, for those folks who, you know, we've all forgotten sometimes how to socialize.
That's right.
In the ways maybe we used to. And no problem with that. But the merchants will be out, the vendors will be out, the sponsors will be out. You have a question or want to talk about something, trust me, there's more than enough conversation to go around that.
Oh, right, right. You can be as social or as antisocial as you want.
Yep, and the nice thing is it's a nice feeder into other events. We have folks who will come down and do some snacks on the street, and then they'll go into Craft or the Packing House or the Landmark, or they'll go off the street to Cherry Street or Buddy's. I mean, we've got so many good restaurants in the downtown area that it's a nice feeder into those events, you know, because at 8 o'clock, if you're my age, okay, maybe it's time to start thinking about, winding down. But if you want to go out and have some more fun, it's a nice starter event that's kind of a little bit more low-key. You know?
Right.
So,
well,
you don't want to extend your partying out too hard, too fast.
Right. Everything's conveniently located. Don't get me wrong. The taste of Galesburg is phenomenal. But, you know, it gets to a point where there's lots and lots and lots of people.
It's
a lot all at once. And you're not going to be able to try everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I doubt you're also going to be able to try everything on a first Friday, but still it's a little bit more concentrated to just Historic Seminary Street.
Yep. So there's 5 or 6 places. There's snacks. There's desserts. There is all kinds of other things. And then there are some things that are more entree-ish, plus a bunch of beverages. So it's just a nice opportunity to just be out in the nice weather, visit with friends and neighbors, and listen to some music.
Yeah. Well, it's been a huge hit, and I don't expect that's going to change any. And I was just thinking, Phil, should people, are pets allowed?
At this, technically in Galesburg, any festival or fair is no pets. That's the Galesburg ordinance. What we say is be responsible, be good stewards of your animals. If they are comfortable with being in that area, we don't have much of an issue. If your dogs are disruptive or we have somebody who brings down a bird.
Yeah.
Every year they're down and the bird's sitting on the person's shoulder and they're very outgoing. They like to be noticed.
Right.
Tiny bit of a drama queen. And
I would say maybe if your four-legged friend is maybe has too much energy to burn, might not be the place to take them. But it's, if they are social and well-mannered.
We just say use common sense. And if your pet is comfortable in that kind of scenario, of course. If it's somebody who, you know, that their pet is their family, we understand.
Right, right.
And so you can come it down. Now, unfortunately,
I feel the same way about my kids. I can't leave the 2-year-old at home, though.
Yeah, so. I've been there. It's a nice time. Parking is basically, you know, expect to need to walk maybe a half a block, if not a block. But there's four lots within short distance.
Right.
And so you just.
And if there is a, if you know, if the chance of rain, is there.
Basically, the event goes on. We've been pretty blessed where we haven't really dealt with rain much.
Mm-hmm.
And usually if it rains, it's a brief period.
Yeah.
And we just go on. If it's going to be a gully washer, we'll evaluate with the sponsors and have a conversation of whether it's, we did one event years ago. It was called The Taste of Seminary Street, where it rained 2.5 inches all day. And we probably still had 1,000 people on the street. So there was room under the awnings. Was it a premium at that point? It was a big event, and we were joking that we were getting event insurance, and it was so expensive unless you chose something like an inch or more, and then it got very reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And we could have chosen the least expensive insurance and qualified.
Right.
Yeah, you know, but we were like, oh, it's going to be too expensive, and it's not worth it for that much. I mean, we probably won't have it. Right. We had it, and it rained like twice as much as the most, you know, in a 6-hour period that they gave you. You know, I think it was 1 inch in a 6-hour period. You're like, oh my God, it'll never rain that much. And well
there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so, it goes to show how much people appreciate a community event.
Well,
you know,
that's something Galesburg's always been. We come from a period where maybe there weren't as many events.
Right.
And over, I've been in town since the mid 80s. Galesburg's found itself a bit more, and it's rounded out. There's a lot of different perspectives and a lot of different events that support those perspectives now. So kind of almost no matter what your thing is, there's an event for you.
Yeah.
And this one's just, like I said, it's nice and fairly laid back. It is retail if you want it to be retail. It's relaxing and social. If you want it to be relaxing and social, it can be a combination. And you can also just sit by yourself against a wall in the shade and listen to music.
Right.
You know, like I said, bring your lawn chair.
Bring that chair, though.
If you want someplace to sit, seating is always at a premium during these events. So if you're willing to lug a light lawn chair along or a camp chair, you'll see 100 of them on the street.
Right, right. Well, once again, First Fridays kicks off this Friday, June 2nd. The event runs from 5 to 8 p.m. Of course, like Phil said, this month's edition features children's activities by Discovery Depot, some music entertainment by Sean Kistler, adult beverages being sponsored by G&M Distributors, and also this month's edition is being sponsored by OSF Healthcare. So it's OSF St. Mary's Medical Center and OSF On Call.
Yes.
OSF Healthcare. And then, check back, Phil, you and I were talking about experiencegalesburg.com. That way each... You can,
great calendar on there. Yeah, that you gives can, you an idea of what's... Literally, when I do the schedule every week, I'm checking that to see what's going on. They have both commercial, but they also have social and event activities. I also did forget to mention innkeepers will be down. They're part of the merchants group. They'll be down. Not sure what they're going to sell yet, but they'll be on the street as well. And I left them out, and I didn't want to because I think I mentioned every other food and beverage place. And, yeah, so it, like I said, there'll be lots of opportunities to do whatever you want to do.
Right.
For us, the sales aren't the thing.
Right.
We're Seminary Street. We've been around for a while. Come down and just relax and have a little fun on us.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Very good. Well, Phil, anything else you need
to add? No, I just thanks for giving us the opportunity to have the event. There was a period of time we weren't sure if we wanted to continue with this. And
Then
literally, post-pandemic, the event sort of exploded.
Mm-hmm.
People were just being outside and being around each other at that time, you know, less threatening environment was just the amount of joy people got.
Very valuable.
It kind of re-cemented our desire to do it as well from the merchant standpoint.
And you kind of got that reassurance yourself a little bit, like, okay, you know.
This is something that people want.
Yeah, we came out on the other side just fine.
Yeah, so, it was kind of nice. It brought back a needed sense of normalcy to a lot of people. Luckily, while we still have to pay attention to common sense, you know, that kind of worry seems to be fading a little bit more into the background now.
Right.
And it's time for summer. To me, this is kind of, okay, it's summer.
Right.
Memorial Day is kind of the kickoff. But the first Friday, you know, especially if it's going to be 90 plus degrees, it's summer.
It's fitting. It's fitting.
Though I will take a rain date if it gives our farmers the rain they need. Holy cow.
Right. Yes. That's very
I live out in the country, and I think everybody's, you know, they've been lucky so far, but I think we need some rain in the next week or so.
Well, and us rural guys, we're not used to watering our yard.
Yeah, what is that? What is that you speak of?
Yes, I know. I had to dust off my sprinkler. So
we did some work behind the landmark, and the landscape guys spread seed in the areas they had to till up. The seed's still sitting there. It literally has not rained once since.
Yeah.
And it's like, do I have to bust out the garden hose and do this? Or I'm sure it'll rain soon.
Yeah, I know. I say the same thing. Well, Phil, thanks again for coming in. But yeah, First Fridays kicks off this Friday, June 2nd, 5 to 8 p.m., right here on Seminary Street between East Main and Simmons from 5 to 8 p.m. First Fridays. Phil, thanks again.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be here.
It's 8:37. We got to take a quick break. This is Galesburg's Morning News.